Elaine Kmark is a professor at the Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University. She was an advisor to Al Gore in the 2000 election, but unlike Gore, she's uncommitted so far. Good morning.
Good morning.
What struck you about last night's debate?
Well, one of the things that struck me was how the Gore endorsement really reaffirmed what had become the reality of this race, that it, for the last couple of weeks, it's Howard Dean and then it's everybody else, and everybody else is playing to be the alternative to Howard Dean.
So what does this mean for the other candidates?
Well, I think it makes their job even more difficult. I don't think that, you know, an endorsement in this day and age delivers any votes, but I think that among people who voted for Al Gore, there's a sense that he was robbed, a sense that they were robbed, and frankly, Dean has been the one that has picked up on that anger. So I think it's going to help Gore, I think it's going to help Dean, particularly in Iowa.
Did voters learn anything about the candidates in this forum?
I think the most important thing they couldn't have learned anything in that forum. The forums are just too big. There's too much time wasted on people who are in no way, shape, or form going to be president of the United States, like Al Sharpton and Carol Moseley Braun. It's really a shame because this is the stage at which we need to learn, is there an alternative to Dean? And there's a lot of time being taken up on the podium by people who, frankly, shouldn't be there anymore.
Well, from the way everyone's talking, that would include Kerry, Edwards, and the others.
Well, frankly, it's beginning to look that way, and I don't think this is a the reason they're all still up there, put it this way, is that this is not something that you can quantify and say, oh, if you only have this much support, you shouldn't be up there. But I think by reason of who is a potentially credible president of the United States, there's a couple people up there that simply shouldn't be up there. And they're taking up time from other candidates who are potentially credible.
The Democrats, in structuring the primaries, clearly wanted a candidate early. A potential nominee. But maybe it wasn't this one they had in mind, right?
Well, I'm not sure. I think that's overwrought. I was in on that decision. I'm part of the party's rules committee. I don't think this was as intentional as people make it out to be. But that's a different story, not for this morning. The fact is that I think the primaries always yield a surprise, and that one of the things the Gore endorsement will do is it'll have the rest of the establishment look at Dean and say, oh, come on, is he the wild-eyed loser that we made him out to be, or is there something about him that is potentially a winning combination? And I think he's got an enormous amount of assets to him, and that's why Gore endorsed him.
Then why are there doubts about him?
I think there's doubts because he came from surprise, from behind. He was a surprise, and Washington establishment types like to think they know it all. And, of course, they never know it all in presidential primaries. They're always surprised. They're always moaning and complaining right down until the inauguration.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Elaine Kmark is a professor at the John F. Kennedy School of Government at Harvard University and a former advisor to Al Gore. On January 6th, NPR and the WOI Radio Group will host a nationally broadcast Democratic candidate radio forum live from Des Moines.